If you have your Bible this morning, turn with us to the book of Psalms, chapter 19. Psalms 19, if you have your place, please stand as we do try to reverence the reading of God's Word. I appreciate the privilege of being here this morning. Appreciate God giving us the opportunity to share His Word with you, and we pray that it would be a blessing, something that we would say today. Be a help to you, I promise that's my heart's desire is just to be a blessing to you. And if God had blessed me, it'll bless you, I promise. And it is a privilege to be with you. And I desire your prayers. So thank God for His Spirit. Thank Him for just being God this morning. And I'm glad that I know Him in the free pardon of sin. And, boy, I'd like to encourage you this morning if you're a man of God. But most of all, if you're here and you've never been saved, boy, I'd like to see you get saved. Amen. Amen. I'd like for you to experience a little thing that I experienced many years ago, a thing called salvation, forgiveness. And I've never been the same. I'm glad I got something that changed me. You got something that didn't change you. You didn't get the right thing. Amen. I'm glad it changed me. Let's look at Psalms 119. I want to get into the Word of God this morning and pray that He'd touch that. And we'll take up reading in verse number 7. And we'll read through verse number 10 this morning. 7. Through verse number 10, we'll read the Word of God, then we'll go to Him in prayer. It says in verse number 7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold? Yea, they are much more than fine gold, and sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for the Word of God. We thank You for the forgiveness of sins. We thank You for the privilege, the opportunity that You've given us to be here this morning. And God, we stand where we need You to touch us this morning. Lord, we thank You for the songs that have been sang. God, we thank You for Your Spirit, God, that never leaves us. And God, we ask now that You just touch the Word of God. And God, You do that which we cannot do. God, You touch the hearts of Your men. And God, You just speak through us. That's our heart's desire. Hide us in the cross of Calvary this morning. We ask it all in Your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So the Psalms are given to us as songs. And they say that reason that the Psalms were written this way in the song form is that they could be remembered. And I know in my life and many a pilgrim in their life here, through this journey, they have turned to the book of Psalms for comfort in their life in discouraging times. And I promise you in the Word of God that there is encouragement. And that's what we want to preach this morning. From the book of Psalms. We want to preach on the Word of God. I believe that Paul, his concern to Timothy in the last day, that they would hold fast to the form of sound words and to the doctrine of the Word of God. And that is what we need, I believe, in our churches today, all across the land, is the preaching of God's Word. I found out this thing don't need my help. It'll stand on its own. And we see here that the Bible is talking about the Word of God. How the Bible was given by the inspiration of men. I believe that. The Bible tells us that in 2 Timothy and in that in 1 Peter, that it's divinely inspired, that it is given. It's something that you cannot do away with. It's something that will stand throughout eternity. It is the Word of God that brings life and light to men's life. I'm glad this morning that I can stand before you and say that it was the preaching of the Word of God that got my attention one day, and the Holy Ghost of God convicted me, and I fell in an old-fashioned altar, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart and to forgive me of my sins. And my friend, he's no respecter of person this morning. If you'll bow before Him, He'll stand for you. Amen. I'm glad that He's on my side. I'm glad I've been saved. I'm glad He knows my name. I'm glad I've got the Word of God that tells me that I'm on my way to a better place. This morning. The Bible is compared here. The Word of God is in comparison is how God has trying to get our attention through His Word. You see, in old time past, God has spoke. Hebrews 1:1 in sun-dried times.
and various ways. He says that he's tried to get the attention of man by his speaking. The Bible says that creation speaks that there is a God. But we have the fulfillment of God's Word, and now in these last days, God is trying to get our attention through His Word. So he says here that the law, verse number 7, he said, of the Lord is perfect. The statutes of the Lord in verse number 8. The fear of the Lord in verse number 9. But he compares the word in verse number 10, and he says it's more to be desired than gold, yea, than fine gold. I want to tell you this morning what I found in the Word of God. Listen, there's some things that are written in these blessed pages this morning that money cannot buy. Psalms, I believe, 119 and verse number 14, it compares the Word of God to all, it cannot be compared to all the riches in this world. Listen, I found something in an old-fashioned altar. Listen, that money cannot buy. Listen, money can't buy happiness, money can't buy peace, and it's compared, and it says it's more to be desired than gold. You know that a lot of men, they've sacrificed their soul for gold, for the riches of this world. But I'm more concerned this morning in something that would, to our attention at first, it wouldn't seem like that it would be there. But he said in the verse number 10, he says, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. So the Word of God throughout its pages are compared to honey. The Bible, he told his prophet in Ezekiel chapter number 3, I want you to eat the Word of God. And Ezekiel said, when he says eat it, that means you got to put it in your life. You got to take it in. You got to digest it. And Brother David Smith, I don't know if he's came in, but I don't see him, but there's something he said in a revival not long ago. He said, it's not more truth that we need. It's applying the truth that we already know. Amen. And boy, that got a hold of my heart. You know, I'm always trying to search the Word and come up with something new. But it's not nothing new that we need. Hey, I can go back and listen to those tapes of long ago. Amen. Everything was chucked out the window. And the old man of God just got up and preached the Word of God. Amen. And it changed the hearts of people and men. Hey, it's not another program that we need. It's not something else we need to go through. I believe it's myself. And the men of God, if we'll just get up here and preach the Word of God and expect God to move through the Holy Ghost, it'll change their lives. They say it's not popular anymore, but listen, when I was a teenager, it's what got a hold of my heart. Amen. It wasn't the drama team. Listen, I know I'm not trying to, my job this morning is not try to drag you through the mud. I want to encourage you, but I'm saying that's what got a hold of my heart was the Word of God. Amen. And it changed my life. It changed my direction. But he said here that it is better than honey from the honeycomb. So it's sweeter than honey. And in Jeremiah in chapter number 15, when he began to read the Word of God, he said it's sweet to my taste. John in Revelation chapter number 10, he said it's bitter and it's sweet. So how is the Word of God bitter and sweet? Well, it's sweet because I've been saved and it's dear to my heart. But it's bitter to know that when Jesus comes back, there's going to be some left behind, unsaved and undone. So in comparison, the Bible said in Psalms 119, 103 as well, he says the Word of God is sweeter than honey, than the honeycomb unto my taste. I'm saying taking in the Word of God is sweet. Amen. And I believe through these verses of Scripture, I want to look at some things from the Word of God compared and what it says sweeter also than honey from the honeycomb. So let us look at some uses of the honeycomb as it is in comparison, this honey, to the Word of God. And I pray that it be a blessing to you. He said the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. That means to restore the soul, to get it back on track, to bring it back to where it once was. The Bible teaches us that we're lost and undone without Jesus, and we need to be restored. Listen, we were lost and undone, and listen, honey was used in that day in the ancient times to make candles. So you and I, we can relate the Word of God to that candle, the light that lights my path. Once I was in darkness, once I was blind, once I couldn't see which way I was going. But listen, the Word of God got a hold of my heart and it brought life unto me. It opened up my eyes. And it's interesting to know this morning that honey was also used for eye infections. It was used for cataracts. It was used for eye problems. And listen, if you're here this morning and you're lost, listen, you've got an eye problem. You can't see that you're lost. Now listen, you see, I was deceived by the devil one day. You see, I was raised in a Baptist church. And listen, I got afraid of dying one day. And I went to the preacher and he prayed with me. The preacher didn't do anything wrong. He did all he could do. And listen, I got baptized. I joined the church. But listen, a friend of mine got called to preach. And he invited me to church. And the Holy Ghost of God began to stir in my life. The Word of God got a hold of me, and that's what got a hold of my life. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And he said, you never called on me. And I bowed down at Outer Baptist Church. Brother Chris Quinn was the pastor. And listen, Michael Gass was preaching his first sermon. I can't tell you what I preached. Hey, but listen, that morning the Holy Ghost got a hold of me, and my eyes got open to the fact that I was lost and undone, and I needed Jesus in my heart. Amen. The Word of God's good for your eyes. Amen. Just like honey's good for your eyes. Amen. They use it for many things. Medicine and healing. He said it converts the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure making wise the simple. Listen, it gives you direction in life. Amen. It'll light your path. Hey, there's some joys as well. He said, the Word of God converts the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and making wise the simple. He says the statutes of the Lord are right and it rejoices the heart. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I'm glad the Word of God can bring happiness. Yeah. You know, in that day, honey was a gift of choice. Honey is something that doesn't go bad. It says there in verse number 9 that it endures forever. The Word of God. And you know, they dug up in those ancient tombs thousands and thousands of years old, and they cracked the top on that honey and it's still good. Amen. I'm saying the Word of God don't go bad, friend. It has the ability to preserve. Amen. They put it in those ancient tombs and those kings there in Egypt, those old pharaohs. Amen. The smell of honey would drive away the smell of death. Amen. Hey, I'm glad I got a taste of honey one day. I'll not have to die anymore. Hey, I've died once and I'll never die again. I'll live throughout eternity. Amen. Praise God. I'm preaching on the Word of God this morning. Amen. It's still good. I'm not looking for nothing new. Amen. I got a hold of the Word of God one day. He said it converts the soul and it rejoiced the heart. Hey, it was such a prized commodity that the Roman soldiers and the Roman civilians, they'd use it to pay their debt. Amen. It's in the Word of God. I found out my debt was paid. Amen. Hitting Colossians 2 said it wasn't by baptism. Amen. But it was by the circumcision of it was of God. Without hands, the Bible said He moved in and circumcised that old heart of flesh and sin. Hey, listen, I found out that He took my debt and He nailed it to His cross. Amen. Amen. I'm glad my debt's been paid. Amen. I'm glad I've been set free. I'm glad I wasn't bailed out by the government of the United States. Amen. But the Holy Ghost of God come by my way and got a hold of my heart and let me know one day, hey, you can go free. Amen. You can be free from your sin, free from your past. You can have a newness of life. I'm glad God changed my life. Amen. And set me free. Amen. If that don't make your heart rejoice, hey, there's something wrong this morning. I'm talking about being saved by the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. That's what got a hold of my heart. He said here it rejoices the heart. So you see that the Word of God is good for some things, just like honey's good for some things. And you know, in the ancient days, they'd use it for heart trouble. Amen. That's our greatest need this morning. Hey, we got heart trouble. We're all born sinners. Ain't none of us here any good. Hey, man, if you don't know that, you look in the pages of God's Word, you'll find out you're no good and why I'm there. Hey, let's just add to this that honey was used for an anti-inflammatory. What's that? is used for swelling. Amen. Hey, when you get swelled up and think that God needs you and you gotta be used of God. Listen, God don't have to help me. God don't need me. His word will endure forever. Hey, it'll get rid of that swelling problem you got. Hey, pride will creep in on your life. Amen. Get rid of that pride and let God use you. Amen. I'm telling you what, if you preach the word of God, men, you'll have some swelling problems in your congregation as well. Amen. Preach on getting saved. Listen, preach on having a consecrated life and a separated life. Listen, they'll swell up on you. Amen. They'll just swell up on you. What's he talking about? I can always spot somebody that needs a good dose of honey, a good dose of the Word of God. Why? Amen. They swelled up like an old toad frog. Amen. If it ain't my way, we won't do it around here. Amen. Get swelled up on God. Get swelled up on the man of God. And he just preaching the word of God. I'm saying, honey, it'll do you some good in your swelling problems. Amen. Amen. He said here, it rejoices the heart. Amen. They used it for heart trouble. That's some joy in the word of God. Amen. Hey, I'm not, can you tell this morning? They didn't make me come down here. I enjoyed, amen, standing before you and telling you about the Word of God. Amen. Hey, I'm enjoying this thing. Amen. It's also good for ulcers. You know what? We wring our hands, don't we? Worried about this and worried about that. God says it's all under my control. Amen. Man, you got ulcers and you got problems and your nerves is all tore up. I'm saying you find the answer to God's Word. If I didn't believe that the answers was in this Word of God, hey man, we might as well quit and go home today. Hey, I believe, amen, that the answers to our problems are in the Word of God. Hey, I'm glad this morning that God has given us His Word, amen, that will give us direction in life. Hey, I'm not alone. I've got somebody that's out before me, a leading man, a guiding man. If I'll acknowledge Him, He'll direct me in all my paths, amen. He's leading me and guiding me. Listen, my heart's rejoicing this morning. Why? I got honey in my life. I've got the Word of God in my life. Amen. And He says here that it rejoices the heart in the commandment of the Lord, that it enlightens the eyes. So we see that the heart rejoices. We worry. We fret. Up all night. Can't sleep. They say you take a little honey and you sleep all night. Amen. The Lord's my shepherd. I go to bed and sleep all night and not care if the sun comes up. You think, are you just saying, no? No, my friend, if I kill over right now, y'all just scoot me out of the way and call the coroner. He'd be here after a while. Hey, man, y'all preachers just preach on and say he's in a better place. Hey, man, I'd sleep all night. Listen, understand that it's good for sleep. It's good for rest. And it also gives you strength. It's good for fatigue. It's good for strength. Amen. The Bible says there in Psalms 119, it says that it enlightens the eyes, so it gives strength. I read in the Bible that there was a man one time that dipped his rod in honey in 1 Samuel 14. And he put that rod to his mouth and it enlightened his eyes. What was wrong was he was out in battle, Jonathan, and Saul was out. He was back here. And if you read on through, he's just watching the battle. You know, there's a lot of people today just watching the battle. And there's a lot of people that are in battle. And listen, you understand that when we're out and we're without strength, when we are weak, when we seem to be consumed by the world, listen, we can take a little bit of that honey and it'll enlighten our eyes. It'll give us strength. Strength for the battle. Listen and understand that the preaching of the Word of God brings strength and it enlightens the eyes. The Word of God gives us enlightenment. Listen, I'm glad this morning. Listen, if you'll read that and you'll study that, in 1 Samuel 14, he went between a sharp rock. Two of them. On his way to battle. And if you run the reference on sharp, it means two. So spiritually, listen, when you go through that place in life between two sharp teeth, amen, you get chewed up. Listen, our pride wants to swell up on us and we'll get back at them. Listen, when we go through that battle, listen, and we're chewed up and we almost feel like we're spit out by the lion. He is a roaring lion that seeketh who he may devour. Amen. We got to understand that lion's already been defeated. Amen. And I believe we'll find that in Judges chapter number 14. Amen. There was a young lion that roared against Samson and he rent him to pieces and there was honey because of that. And those bees went in there. Amen. And laid that honey. I'm saying this morning, I found out there was some sweetness in the lion being defeated. Amen. We can't find out anywhere that Samson ever was stung by those bees. And I'm saying because Jesus Christ, he defeated the devil, there's some honey and sweetness in that. And I'll not have to experience the sting of death. Amen. I'm going to a place that's free from all disease, free from all discouragement. Listen, I'm glad myself's going to be left out of that. Amen. I'm going to have a new body like Christ and free from sin. Amen. So the Bible says here that that it enlightens the eyes, so it gives strength. The fear of the Lord is clean. It's a funny thing, they used honey in those days to make soap. It cleaned you up. Amen. Word of God will clean you up. Amen. They'd use it for impurities. It cleaned you up from the inside out. Amen. A lot of people say, I'm not going to get saved. I'm not going to go to church so I can live it. Well, you'll never live it.
Right.
Amen. The Word of God didn't change me from the outside in. It changed me from the inside out. And it cleaned me up. Amen. It's made into soap. Amen. It's good for some things to clean you. It endures forever. Amen. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous. So there are many uses of this honey that the Bible teaches us here in this psalm. But there's also as well some more uses that are given. So he says here that it cleans you up and it endures forever. Amen. It's a preservative, as we've already mentioned. We were sealed by the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm preserved forever. I'm never going to go bad. This soul inside of here won't go bad. So we see here that he said that it's a clean. You know, I'm reminded of Paul there in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 14. He said, the love of Christ has constrained me. What do you mean the love of Christ constrained you? Well, that word means many different things. But what I like about this is the clean fact of it. It means to be in a tight place. You see, if you've ever been around cattle today, if you're a cattle farmer, if you've been around cattle, if you need to clean them cows up, you need to worm them and take good care of them, you put them in what we call a head cage.
Yeah.
But you see, in that day, they didn't have head cages, so they drove them into a narrow place. And you know, I've seen those cows, don't you? You put that old head cage around them, they might kick. They may bawl and moan and snot be blowing everywhere, but they ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
What are you saying? The love of Christ constrained me. Yeah. I'm saying the morning I showed up at church, I wasn't expecting to get saved. The morning I went to church, I just went out of obligation because somebody asked me.
Come on.
That's the only reason I went. But I got constrained by the love of Christ. That means to be in a tight place. That means to be firmly held together. Listen, he took the broken pieces of my life. Amen. He gathered them up in his hand that morning. Listen, it also means to arrest a prisoner. I don't know about you, but the Holy Ghost of God got all over me. I got handcuffed. Listen, I saw myself guilty. I saw myself a sinner.
Yeah.
I saw myself in need of a good cleansing. And then I got in the head sense of God. And he's a brand new house into a man's head. Listen, I got to see what you're talking.
Yeah.
You know what I did that morning? I signed my certificate of death. Yes. So I did it to him.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah. I admitted to him my guilt.
Yeah,
I admitted to him I was innocent.
Right.
I admitted to him that I was lost and undone.
Right.
I made a confession of faith, but it didn't change my life.
Right.
I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God got me in the head kitchen and cleaned me up.
Yeah.
Hey man, that soap's good for one thing. Amen. To clean you up. The Word of God cleaned me up, I promise you.
I don't do the things I used to do. I don't go to the places I used to go to. You, what do you mean, preacher? I'm telling you, Saturday night before Sunday morning, there was something vastly different. Amen. When I left church Sunday morning, I went and called them old friends and said, I won't be back with you Saturday. No, I don't believe in secret discipleship. I believe something big as that moves in. You want to tell somebody. Hey man, you want to tell somebody, hey, I got in the head catch of God. I got cleaned up. Hey man, I've had a little honey applied to my life. Hey, it's one thing too. It's used in soap for many reasons, but once for dries.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
I've seen a lot of my church that needs the word of God. Come on. Let me tell you what else is good for. Faithless.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
Amen.
Listen, if you're just reading your Bible on Sunday morning when the preacher says open it, you're going to wither and dry up and die. Listen, this Word of God, there's more to it than that. Amen. We see here that it enlightens the eyes. It cleans. It endures forever. It's good for the skins. It's good for wounds. A lot of people not here this morning because they got hurt at the Church of God.
Come on.
They never did apply the honey to that wound.
Right.
It got infected.
Right.
It's good for burns.
Yeah.
I've been burned.
Right.
Have you ever been burned? Yeah. Well, that's no excuse to give up.
Right.
Because there is a burning, the Bible says, that's in our heart. Jeremiah tried to quit. I imagine a man been burned that many times want to quit.
Yeah.
They said, I can't quit.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to quit because you're burned? I've wanted to quit, but I can't quit.
If
I ever get back in the Word of God, I find out that it's clean, enduring.
Yeah.
It's good for my heart. It's good for my soul. It's good for my skin.
Yeah.
Listen, it changed me from the inside out.
Yeah.
You know, I found out from the Word of God, it is good for burning.
Amen.
God saved me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to burn.
Right.
Amen. I'm not going to burn, Brother Gene Balls. I got this from him. He says, we're just going to heaven.
Yeah.
We've just been saved from hell.
Yeah. Right.
What have we got to be excited about? I'm saying the Word of God is good.
Yeah.
The Word of God is pure. The Bible says it's more to be desired than gold. Fine gold is sweeter than honey. I found out in comparing that honey to the Word of God. But there's joy in this Bible. There's peace in this Bible. There's forgiveness in this Bible. And that's all I want to do is just preach the Bible. Amen. Brother, would you come get us a verse of invitation? You stand. Y'all sing us one verse of Just As I Am. There may be somebody here today that is lost. There may be somebody here that is undone. There may be somebody here that has been burned. Somebody that's discouraged. I tell you, come and talk it over with Him. Apply the Word of God. He said, eat the roll. Eat the Word of God. The Word of God won't help you unless you apply it. Unless you'll receive it this morning. If you're here and you're lost, you've never been saved. If you're here and you're discouraged and you're here and your heart's heavy, you're here and you've got that sad look on your face, man can be a preacher and be discouraged. Man can still be saved and be in a hard place. If you need direction this morning, if you need guidance, it's in the Word of God.
I promise you the answer to man's problem is right here in God's Word.
What'd you say, brother?